So, Marco, the word is out from the NFL upholding the four-game suspension, and the basis for this is all about failure to cooperate from Tom Brady's end.
Yeah, it certainly sounds that way. At the end of the day, you know, Tom Brady didn't turn over his cell phone. I think that was kind of his demise, so to speak. And then the interesting thing today with this recent ruling is that the NFL actually told us that Tom Brady ordered to have his cell phone destroyed prior to meeting with independent investigator Ted Wells and his colleague. And I think that little tidbit right there for the NFL was, look, you ordered something to be destroyed probably for a reason. I mean, in this press release from the NFL, it even says that Tom Brady had nearly 10,000 text messages, none of which can be retrieved from the device because he had it destroyed. So at the end of the day, even though Tom Brady keeps saying he's innocent, he definitely did something that made him look guilty, and in the eyes of the NFL, that makes him guilty.
Well, obviously, the question that people ask right away is this still, even if he is guilty, does the punishment fit the crime when you look at what's happened to Brady and other guys in the league?
Yeah, it definitely does not. Brett Favre didn't cooperate with an NFL investigation, and he received a $50,000 fine. You know, we can look at what has happened in the NFL with certain domestic abuse cases and even Greg Hardy. And I know this is a completely different subject, but at the end of the day, Greg Hardy is serving a four-game suspension, and that's what the NFL wants Tom Brady to. So I feel like there's some mixed signals. And another thing you can even add is that you take steroids, you get suspended for four games for the first time. I don't equate Tom Brady knowing about balls being deflated to taking steroids or domestic abuse or anything like that. I feel if the NFL really cared about integrity of the game, they would have treated this a little differently, but they're treating this completely different because it is Tom Brady and it is the Patriots, if that makes sense.
Well, in the short term, obviously the Patriots now have to concentrate on getting Jimmy Garoppolo ready with camp opening this week, but there will also be some other steps for Tom Brady. Let's talk about the team first. Do they immediately shift into life without Brady mode?
Right. It's a good thing they have Matt Flynn, even though yesterday they placed him on the non-football injury list. But you know, they have the depth. You know, let's be honest, it's a good thing that Jimmy Garoppolo has a year under his belt just in case the suspension is going to be upheld, even through court. So you have a guy that has a year of experience. He's practiced with the team. He got some really good reps in OTAs and minicamp. So I'm not going to say the Patriots are going to start out 4-0 if Jimmy Garoppolo is, you know, running the team. Maybe they do 2-2, and if last year was any indication, you can still win a Super Bowl and make the playoffs after going 2-2. But also having veteran as Matt Flynn as a backup, that's just, you know, that's a plus right now, and it's a good thing that the Patriots have been prepared for this.
Now, obviously, Brady, if he chooses to, can challenge this in court, could try to get an injunction and delay this suspension. But, of course, if you do that, you run the risk, if you lose, of having that suspension come later in the season. Plus, I don't know, I'm not a legal expert, but this seems like fairly damning evidence against Tom Brady.
Right. It's been interesting with the leaks we've had over the past couple of weeks saying that if this suspension is not wiped out, the NFLPA plans to go to federal court. So if you take that for, you know, those leaks and the NFLPA from their word, then perhaps this does go to federal court. If I'm Tom Brady and I really feel like I didn't do anything, one, I mean, the phone thing is damning evidence. But maybe there's a history of this stuff, you know, with the NFL. Even look at Greg Hardy recently, 10 games down to 4. I imagine if they go to court, this does get wiped out somewhat. I'm a little hesitant to say, because of the phone thing, that it gets wiped out altogether. Maybe it goes down to 2. But then, again, would you rather Tom Brady miss 4 games of the regular season or 2 games toward the end? I might go with the 4 at the beginning of the season.
Yeah, and I wonder, too, if they do go to a federal court and you have to go through pretrial discovery, then even though he destroyed the phone, I'm sure they can get in touch with his service provider and get their hands on any text messages.
Yeah, right. That's certainly an interesting part of it. Also, I mean, everything that's going to be said in federal court will have a transcript, too. There's going to be no hiding from anybody, you know, whether that's, you know, Goodell, the NFL, Tom Brady, what was on his cell phone. This whole situation, it's been kind of messy. It's, you know, it's funny, as someone who covers the Patriots and was also, you know, born in New England and roots for the Patriots, it's been an interesting situation. There's been so many ebbs and flows. This is like a roller coaster ride. At one point, you feel like the Brady and the Pats are getting wrong, but the next second, you know, you feel like, oh, no, maybe this actually does look bad. So this isn't going to go away anytime soon.
Now, what's interesting, too, of the league reporting that Brady can still take part not only in practices but can play in preseason games.
Yeah, that's, and they're certainly fortunate about that. I mean, the last thing you want is Tom Brady to be a little rusty coming into, you know, week five or six. And actually, technically, it would be week six because they have a bye week in week five. But, you know, that's good to keep them, keep everyone fresh and keep the connection going with Gronk and Edelman and all that. But, you know, I still hope that at the end of the day, he won't start for games.
Well, yeah, I don't think this is the end of the story by any means today, but certainly some surprising news out of the NFL. Mark, we appreciate you coming on with us at the last minute here, and good luck and great job covering the story.
Hey, thanks so much. Anytime.